Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we had Jason Kelsey in studio with us yesterday, as we will every Thursday. By the way, all these audio, all these interviews, all available for you to go back and listen to at any time during the week. Vermeil today, Elliot earlier, Kelsey yesterday, Mike Quick, Ron Jaworski, Nick Sirianni. I mean, it's really pretty unbelievable. We're very fortunate to have such a robust lineup of guests. And I know I'm missing a couple, Ross Tucker and others. It's something. So Kelsey in studio every Thursday with us from about 7:30 to 8:30. And so it's all in the Odyssey app, all there. Listen anytime you can. One thing we talked about, obviously, with Jason was the offense, which has been a slog so far, and why it's been looking this way. Let's listen to what Jason said.
Obviously, they have a new change with a play caller, an offensive coordinator, and Kevin Petullo. I think that they, first of all, also played one of the best defenses over the last 2 years last week in Kansas City. I think we can sometimes overlook that because of the way the Super Bowl went and how lopsided that was. But the Chiefs are not a team that have let anybody offensively, especially coming into Arrowhead, come in and have a very easy day. I think that they've been great in certain situations. I think they've been really good in the red zone. I think that they've been good in third down conversions, which part of that is tush-push related. And even to start the game, I think a lot of the times there's like two different parts of the game plan. There's your starters that you come into the game with that are like, this is what we're expecting to see, and we have all these very specific plays that generate explosives and high-powered offense. And the first week, it went really well against Dallas. This last week, I thought the first play of the game, it looked like AJ's wide open. If they don't miss the corner blitzing on the nub side, they get that picked up, that might be a huge play down the field. So I think overall it feels like it's just a little bit disjointed and guys are kind of missing here and there, but I still think there's a lot of optimism moving forward. They still have great players. The run game was a lot better this last week with Saquon and the offensive line, and I have a lot of confidence that the passing game will pick up.
All right, that's Kelsey. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out on Sunday what happens.
Well, so we were talking to Cam Jurgens as well in the locker room. He spoke actually the past 2 days, and I asked him about, you know, explosive plays, and like it is something that they obviously actively try to work on, and it's similar to what Jason said. He's like, you know, some games, like you tried that first play was supposed to be a downfield pass to AJ Brown. Things happen, and sometimes the game turns into a game where you kind of just have to dink and dunk your way to a win. It's gonna happen. Hopefully against the Rams, we see a bit more explosive plays from the offense.
The dink and dunk happens a lot more when it's zone. When you've got zone coverage up against, you got the two deep or three deep. You know, that's just what we hear about all the time. They're doing what they can to prevent those big plays, and man, you just got to be patient as a quarterback and check it down against zone, which no one really enjoys that much.
Well, he did a great job in the first half of the first game doing that.
Yes. I mean, well, look, I like that because I'm a former back. Yeah. I love it when the backs get some check downs here and there. But the offense as a whole, you know, it's sort of it feels less like it's in the flow. And it requires some patience, not just as a fan, but as a player, as a quarterback. It's hard for guys in some cases, I don't know, big time guys who – Carson Wentz, a guy who's actually playing
brutal
this week.
Brutal.
He was awful at checking it down because he always wanted to take the big play downfield. He always wanted to take too big a bite.
Remember that Washington
was his biggest
game?
Problem.
The Washington game where they were rolling and he just kept throwing interception.
Week one?
Yeah.
Week one of 2020?
Oh, it was, he was absolutely trying to play hero ball.
Yeah. No, I think it kind of cost him his starting job in the league.
Yeah.
Because even with the diminished athleticism, if his brain processed better.
Correct.
And his sensibility allowed him to hit more singles and go for less homers, he could have remained a starting quarterback.
Sometimes you forget how amazing he was in 2017.
I know he was.
He's getting another opportunity right now
and
because of how amazing he was in 2017.
He's also a perfect example of the opposite of know thyself. Like, with the injury and stuff, he lost the ability to do certain things, and he was never able to accept that, and he kept thinking he could do things he couldn't.
Yeah, Mark Brunell became a game-managing starting quarterback for 5 or 6 years after his devastating injury. And, you know, was making a good living and even won a playoff game with Washington at one point. Like, you can maintain. But you're right, James. Carson, and probably some of it is the personality and the stubbornness and all that stuff. He's not a bad guy from what I hear, but just kind of got in his own way in a lot of ways. Let's get to Duncan right now. Duncan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Happy Friday. First time, long time. Appreciate taking my call.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for calling,
Duncan. Welcome aboard, man.
Yeah, I was going to start this call off with a little bit of a piece of trivia, but after that Hammer performance,
dude,
I think that might be mean.
No, I know. I can't even show off.
Duncan.
I can't even show off.
I'm going to do it anyways.
Fine.
December 13th, 2020. What happened that day?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
December 13th, 2020, I'll say is when Jalen Hurts, I'll say it's when he beat the Saints. I mean, I think that's a little too late for him to get in versus the Packers. So I'll say that's when he beat the Saints.
Ding, ding. Look, the Hammer, he hasn't gone away yet.
Look at him. Is he feeling a little better?
A little bit better.
Bring that up because number two, quarterback Jalen Hurts sent a New Orleans defender into another dimension on one of his jukes. And I thought to myself, that's our quarterback. And you think 5 years later, he's taken us to two Super Bowls, basically was MVP of both, and I still think that we take him for granted. And, you know, I think back to when he was in Alabama, and he, in that championship game, was benched for Tua. And in that moment, like his career, he could have said, you know what, football, this is my career, it's done. But he didn't, and thank God he didn't, because he has taken us to two Super Bowls, and he's going to take us to another one, and I can't wait for Sunday to see him welcome the Rams to Philly and march all over them.
Well, would you acknowledge he hasn't played? Would you acknowledge he didn't play well last week?
No, I wouldn't say that he didn't play well. I think there's so many different pieces of what, you know, when he drops back to pass, what that blitz is, what the defense calls. I think defenses are throwing the kitchen sink at the Eagles' offense right now. And in the first few weeks, just like Saquon said last year, you know, they're still trying to find the bearings. They're not running, Jalen. Like, have we had a single design QB run yet?
So we don't think so. We were talking about that earlier this week. I'd like to see them open that up, Nick, not be reckless with it, but it's time to remind not only this opponent, but all opponents that it's in there, because I do think it will help open some stuff up, both running and passing for the overall team.
Yeah, 100%.
And Jalen's really, really good at it. I mean, you know, I know Lamar Jackson doesn't run as much in Baltimore as he used to, but it's still there, and it's important to remind teams, we've got this. Don't take it for granted that you can defend us just one way. We've got this, and we'll use it. They've got to show that, I believe, to be all that they can be. Duncan, give me a great answer, something big that's L.A.
Well, I won't be able to make it tonight, so I don't want to take one of the big ones off the board. I appreciate y'all taking the time for my call, and I look forward to call back soon.
You got it, my man. Duncan, appreciate that. All right, 215-592-9494. Doesn't even go to Shaq and Kobe.
Kobe. It's alone. Just it's a big hand.
So who's the best of the seven? They've had seven all-timers. Magic and Kareem, Wilt, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Shaq and Kobe.
LeBron, yeah, count LeBron.
Oh, and LeBron.
He was definitely not.
So LeBron was old, and Wilt was old.
Like, who's Magic the best as a Laker? Is what you're saying?
I guess. Well,
you're saying duos that.
No,
I mean LeBron had the best career.
LeBron or Kareem had the best career.
Those two. I will say though, I do think.
And then there's Wilt might be the best, even though he didn't have as good of.
He didn't have as good as you.
The interesting thing, though, is I think Kobe is actually like the number one Laker.
So yeah, I think it's Magic.
Kobe passed him. I agree. It was Magic. I think Kobe passed him.
Very close. Look, part of the argument against Kobe is Shaq was clearly the best player when they won the first three. That was obvious. Mm-hmm. But we also know when Magic won his five, at times Kareem was the best player.
And Kobe won one without Shaq, and Magic never did without Kareem.
Yeah, but I will say Kareem had nothing.
Kareem was old at the end. I know.
Kareem had nothing at the end. All right, drop of the week, NFL picks.
He still had the skyhook.
Most unstoppable shot in the history of the game.
And the NBA gave him that foul when Bill Laimbeer fouled him with about 10 seconds left in Game 7, and that was a bogus call, and that won the Lakers a championship.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.